Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
So we took the PCH, which is the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1. So humiliating for my son, having the rental car and driving up the 1, because Brad Pitt's house is on the 1 somewhere. So I'm just yelling out the window the entire time. My kid is about to die.
I love you.
That's what I would be saying. I would do that.
Right?
Not even, you know, I'm a dude. I would say, Brad, I love you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, darn it. It's 6:04. I'm late again. Man, I try my best to make it 6 o'clock.
That's okay. I was digging that little song, so we're fine.
Okay, yeah. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app is free, and the podcast, and everywhere you go, you can take us right there. Listen to the show back later on today. Everything. Good morning, Jamie.
What a wacky morning. Good morning.
Yeah, it is wacky, yeah. Isn't it? It's wet.
Yeah, it is. It feels like one of those days that you want to just curl up and stay in your bed.
Yeah, you know, I sure did this morning. Man, oh, man.
Because you can just have the windows open a little bit because it's not a hard rain.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit chilly. You put your toe out the blanket, and then you're like, nope, back in like a turtle.
What did Alexa say this morning about the weather? Did you check?
She was inspirational this morning. Something about procrastination leads to all your disappointments.
Do you ask her to tell you that?
No,
or?
She's just all over the place.
She just starts talking?
Yeah. Yeah, when the alarm goes off. So today was procrastination leads to all your disappointments.
Oh. Yeah. I'll bet it's nice to have her when you live alone.
Yeah, she's really lovely. Yeah. Except for my son taps into her, mm-hmm. and then we'll send like... most just weird Turkish stuff.
That's pretty cool.
And so sometimes I wake up and it's like, I was like, yep, that's my kid. That is great. Fantastic.
Well, at least you got her in the house, you know? Yeah, that's just company.
Well, at least I don't have a bitching wife.
Exactly. Why'd you look at me like that?
I did. I'm just saying.
Yes, you did. You looked at me and you said that with a big old smile.
I'm just saying.
Can I play something for you that I just hate?
What? Lord.
I want to play something for you, and I can't put my finger on it. I don't know why I hate it.
Okay.
But ever since I heard this the first time, I've disliked it, okay?
All right.
And I just I hate it. All right, here it is.
It's going to be May.
Oh, yeah. I think it's cute. It doesn't bother me. It's got to be May.
I don't know why it bothers me, but today is May 1st, right. So you hear that a lot,
And then what's the other one? There's something else. they use a song for some other May thing. I don't remember what it was. Maybe that's it. It's going to be May. I bet Justin hates it.
Yeah, I'll bet he does.
Oh,
too.
My God. You know he hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And playing it on May 1st, it says it's going to be May. It's already May.
Oh, good one. It should have played yesterday.
Yeah. Right?
It should have. Wow.
Did you know that we have the second biggest Cinco de Mayo celebration in the country?
How do they? Okay. I feel like I've been to other cities where they say that they're the third or the second or the fourth. How do they know this?
I don't know, but okay. I just found that out this morning. All right. I want to play something for you, okay? I mean, we're coming out of the gate strong today, okay? Audio, all kinds of crap.
You're going to use all your stuff up.
Well, this is all I got.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead.
This is Cinco de Mayo talking about how it's a big celebration here.
The holiday honors a famous military victory in Mexico. On May 5th, 1862, the Mexican army defeated the French army on the outskirts of a city of Puebla.
Organizers are expecting hundreds of thousands of people to show up to Civic Center Park this weekend for the Cinco de Mayo Festival, which is one of the largest and longest running cultural events in the state.
The weekend is just one big fiesta, one big party. The second largest Cinco de Mayo celebration in the country.
We have live music and entertainment here at the Greek Amphitheater. You know, there's going to be lots of vendors, lots of food. Best place to come this weekend for food.
There you go, food, man.
Cinco de Mayo puts everybody in a good mood.
It really does.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fun day.
Officially, it's Monday, right, May 5th. But the celebration is all weekend down at Civic Center Park. So
yeah, they're expecting 400,000 people.
Holy
I don't know. On
average, 400,000 people.
I'm reading what he's saying. Yeah, 400,000.
It's crazy.
I've never seen that.
It's been a tradition since 1988.
400,000 people.
That's what it says.
They say the St. Patrick's Day Parade, it brings in 250,000. You're telling me this is another 150,000 people on top of that?
Yeah, that's right.
Holy cow.
It's not your people, so you're not, you know, you're not on the scene. You know,
it is my people.
You're Native American, I thought.
Me, yeah, but my wife is partially part Mexican.
Is this like you live in Lakewood?
No, her family is. They're from New Mexico, and they originated out of Mexico.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
So I mean, it is kind of, sort of, not really, but sort of, kind of. But I love their food. Okay. They said there's plenty of food, so I love their food. I can get a taco. I'll bet you.
I bet you. Could.
That's pretty cool, though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. 400,000 people? Man, that blows me away. That's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy numbers. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. I can tell you don't care about Cinco de Mayo, do you?
I don't care
about the south of us, do you?
No, I just don't care. I feel like we've talked about it, but you keep going like, I mean, like you are like getting
crazy. What's a big deal, Jamie? 400,000 people?
Nobody said it wasn't a big deal. I'm just talking about your shock is like, and you seem like you're overacting about your shock.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm startled. Yeah.
Startled's a good word.
And you
like
know
that.
What? I'm going to wait before I hit commercials here.
Because you want to be in your
feels? I got to get over the shock. Take that.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so goofy. I swear.
400,000.
Yeah, my wife hates me.
Wait, what?
My wife hates me. Because I'm goofy. I'm goofy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, do you do that with her, like, where you're like, 400, I've never even heard of it. Have you heard of Cinco de Mayo? Second in the whole country. Have you even heard of that? Come on, Carson, 400,000 people.
I showed her
a
video.
You're telling me that's 150,000 more than St. Patrick's Day? Is that what you're saying to me? 400,000 people.
I showed her a video last night when we were in bed of this guy barefoot down in Florida catching an alligator. She didn't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen that one.
she hadn't seen it, but she didn't care.
She didn't care.
Didn't care. And I just went on and on about that alligator. He's barefoot. I mean, think about that. This guy's barefoot.
He doesn't have any shoes on.
And tried to get an alligator.
Did you tell her? He didn't even have socks on. Like, just completely barefoot.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow. 400,000 people.
Can you believe that?
150,000 more than they have at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Jamie.
Shoot.
Cinco de Mayo, downtown.
Cinco de Mayo's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
What day? Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday. 400,000 people.
It's
and
huge.
And thank you to all the Texanado, because I said there's another one besides It's Gonna Be May. And I forgot it. It's May the 4th be with you.
Oh,
I knew May had two
right.
funny, wacky things that people said. And yes. I couldn't remember the second one.
That is wacky.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That is wacky.
You just wait till the 4th. You'll see it everywhere.
I saw it yesterday where that coach got fined because of that prank phone call to Shador, right?
Yeah, I sent it to you guys. $350,000.
Yeah, $350,000. $250,000 to the team.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And then he got
$100,000.
For him personally, right?
Correct. And I just didn't like his statement. We'll find the audio, but.
I've got it.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I don't like how he's saying we, like he's a team with his son. You didn't do anything, sir. It was your son. And you should be a little more like, you know, I am completely but he keeps saying we. His son is a grown-ass kid in college.
Maybe he's thinking that he left that page open on his screen on his computer. And that's
maybe.
Where he got the phone number from.
That makes more sense then.
That was kind of, but you would think that you could leave a screen open inside your own home.
And your kid
right? And your kid wouldn't
moron.
Steal a number, yeah. call somebody, prank call them about an NFL draft.
That's true.
That's what I would think. Here's the story.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shador and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable.
Sure was.
And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions.
That's what I'd do. I'd apologize like crazy. I wouldn't contest it. I wouldn't do anything if I were caught doing something.
Did he say the part where he said that the Sanders were amazing and gave him complete forgiveness?
It's in his speech, but we didn't grab that.
Oh, okay, because I thought, wow, that he was really, I mean, I guess they gave him forgiveness, and he said, he in the speech, he said they went beyond and were actually, you know, like, just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know why? God is good.
God is good. God is good.
Deion Sanders, God is good.
Dude, speaking of that, did you see they did a graph of, like, every time Shador went down in the draft, how much money he lost?
Yeah, saw that. I saw that.
Oh, I had
can't
no
even imagine sitting in front of a screen and watching something like that.
Yeah,
and knowing that you're losing dollar after dollar, millions of dollars.
Millions, yeah. And so they said, like, basically going down that far, he lost $40 million, whereas Travis Hunter gained $40 million. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, if I'm Shador, I call up Travis and say, Hey Bub, didn't we agree?
Yeah.
Didn't we agree? Kinda like if Jamie and I had a lottery ticket together, okay? You gotta split it, right?
Yeah, well, no. Hey, but because I didn't get one. You did. Did you win?
No. I don't think so.
Did anybody win, Carson? Did you check the numbers this morning?
Yeah.
The
someone
Colorado
did win.
Lotto was $12 million.
Someone won.
I've never seen it that
high. Yeah.
And I got three tickets waiting at home. I didn't even scan them myself.
Oh, maybe you're the winner, Carson.
I don't know.
You should live like you're the winner.
Yeah.
Go online and buy like a Ferrari right now.
I'm going to max out all my credit cards right now.
Did you buy them on Jackpocket?
No, I actually went to the store.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was already at King Super. So
you
I was
might
like, let's
be the winner.
Let's get it.
Because I can tell you, I'm not the winner.
But listen, what if Carson is the winner right now and we're talking to a multimillionaire?
It would be the last day that we see him.
I know.
He would never show back up again.
I know, but wouldn't you be happy for him? I mean, this is kind of exciting that you might be the winner.
I feel like BJ would hate me.
Yeah.
I'd be more happy if I won. Well, let's just be honest. I mean, I'd be more happy if I won. But if you do win, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this exciting to know somebody won and he has three tickets sitting at home?
Yeah.
Woo!
It's back down to $1 million.
Oh, I'm actually really excited now.
I know. Oh my gosh. Like in the 9 o'clock hour when your wife is up or whatever, let's have her check.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Tell me if
totally
these
down.
Numbers even sound familiar. Did you buy Quick Pick or you use
always
lucky
buy
numbers?
Quick Picks? Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would.
What you got?
5, 6, 15, 37, 38, 40.
Ooh, that 37, 38, 5, and 6 would throw me off.
Yeah, and I would never pick any of those numbers.
Yeah, well, that's why Quick
myself,
Pick
myself,
Might be the winner.
Somebody wins.
Be nice to him.
$13 million,
might have
buddy.
$13 million.
Oh, pal.
Yeah, I'm keeping receipts starting right now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's I told you, that's what my plan is if I win $100 million or whatever, I'm just going to watch those around me.
I'll bet you the person that won doesn't even know this morning.
They probably don't know
yet.
Yeah,
probably has no idea this morning.
That's exciting.
$12 million in a state lottery.
Yep.
This isn't Powerball. This is the state.
It's like 400,000 people.
Woo! We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the program. I lost. My day is ruined now.
You really thought you had
it,
too.
I hate the fact that somebody won it.
But it might be Carson.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not.
That is not nice.
Right. You can't think like that.
You're supposed to put it out in the universe that it could be Carson.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want you all to know that BJ's on a golf team called the Butt Pirates.
It's called Putt.
It's the Butt Pirates.
P-U-T-T. Putt Pirates.
It's the Butt Pirates.
And I'm not happy about it. I didn't get a choice in this name. I just got an email this morning saying what the team name
hey,
was.
Hey, Butt Pirate.
It's Putt Pirate.
You're
Putt. P-U-T-T, Jamie.
You are a Butt Pirate.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Putt Pirates.
When your son's up, I'm going to make sure I say it over and over so he keeps calling you that.
Who came up with that? That is so ridiculous.
My dad's on the Butt Pirates.
Oh, and I'm sure they're laughing. Oh, that's funny. It's funny. That's not funny.
BJ, Frog is going to love it.
I write?
7-year-old?
Yeah, Butt Pirate. I'm going to tell him to tell his teacher you're on a
Jamie,
Butt Pirate
I will
team.
Go to HR at 10 a.m.
They'll
this
laugh.
Morning. I will go down
they'll
to Wanda
even laugh
and, I will tell her
Wanda's
that you...
like, no way he's on the Butt Pirate team.
We're going to get you some of those snacks, the Pirate's booty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's great.
Yeah, you can carry that with you on
yes!
the golf course.
Make sure you have Pirate's booty with you. That's funny. And your kid knows what that is. Because kids love that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know what it is.
You can hand it out as like party favors on the golf course.
You know what? I'll bring you up in HR today, too. You know what, Carson? You think you're a Mr.
Like
Teflon
it.
Man? No, you're not.
But
no,
pirate,
you
but
and Jamie
pirate,
both. Pirate. I'll go straight to HR. I'll file my complaint. Pirate, your personal file pirate. Will thicken today.
You know what? I'm going to ask Slacker. You know, he's really into the AI stuff to create a butt pirate golf song.
Putt, P-U-T-T,
Putt
Pirates.
Pirate.
It's just supposed to be funny.
All right, I got lots to get to. Let's do this. First of all, Bill Belichick. This whole thing is just getting worse and worse. So he came out with a statement. You know his girlfriend came out with a statement. He came out with this whole statement saying that CBS promoted a false narrative. By the way, in his statement, he did say that he has both a personal and professional relationship with, what's her name, Jordan Hudson. So everybody's like, oh, see?
Well, that's stupid.
I know, right?
That's dumb. You know, we kind of knew that because he did say that was his agent or publicist or PR person or whatever a couple of days ago. So we knew that. Now he's confirmed that fact. You don't mix pleasure and business.
Exactly.
You know better than that. Well. And not only that. Dude, you've got a career that is unbelievable, and you're turning it over to a 23-year-old?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
He's
whipped. That statement makes him look bad.
Well,
just
she
to
wrote
say
it.
That.
She's the PR person. PR firms always put out the statement. She wrote all of that. He didn't write any of it.
She's trouble.
She is trouble. Now CBS came back out and said, excuse me. When we agreed to speak with, this is CBS's comment to his, or hers, basically. When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publicist before the interview took place and after it was completed. By the way, as you know, the interview has led to massive backlash of the relationship between the two, and the friends are reportedly concerned for him, as is UNC.
You know, you probably, I've never said this to you, Jamie, but one of my golden rules in life is to never fall in love with a hooker.
But there's a whole song about it.
What?
I'm in love with a stripper.
Is that Pink Pony Club thing?
I forgot. They're in med school. Those are different. Okay. I don't know. Poor Bill. Do you think he has like? Do you think he's like out of his mind?
I think he might be.
Again,
the pressure's on, man. He better have a good season over at North Carolina, or he's going to be out of there. This is too much of a distraction for that university.
And again, I will say he has three grown children, two boys and one daughter. Yeah. And, you know, they haven't, as we think, they haven't really intervened. But when my dad was like, I don't know, 70, and he was dating like this 50-year-old chick or something. Yeah. And she started spending his money. We just stayed out of it and said he's happy.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that. As long as, you know, I said this a couple of days ago, I think as long as his children are taken care of in the will, in the, you know, trust, whatever he sets up, he's worth millions, then I guess you let him do his thing, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's his choice in life.
Because my dad paid for this lady's two kids in college.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I'd be a little upset.
Well, we were upset. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. We were upset, but we were just like, as long as dad's happy, it's not our money.
Well, it becomes to a point where you start to notice that dad's being fleeced.
Yeah, he was
fleeced. And that's when it's not, not cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean,
I did see a story about the sister-in-law or daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law, she's come out. She's really angry about this.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oof, man.
Yeah.
It's that fine line because you also don't want to cause a problem with the family, you know, because he's over here like, you know, getting some, right? And he's old. And he's like, well, at least, you know, she calls me.
Yeah. You notice Tom Brady hasn't said a word.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
But, that's kind of weird to me.
But Gronk and this other guy did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out.
That Edelman, I think his name is, right?
Yeah, Julian.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah. He came out, Gronk said something, but Tom Brady's been silent.
Yeah, they're all saying, listen, you know what? Leave that girl alone. She is his publicist, and she was allowed to interrupt the interview if she didn't like how it was going because she is his publicist. So
I brought up Tom Brady for a reason because I've got a theory on that.
What is it?
I don't think Tom Brady is bringing up this situation because he got caught on that airplane with all those hookers, those strippers that time.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And he thinks that if he says something, that's going to resurface.
Well, she's probably friends with him. She's probably friends with the hookers, and like she's like, don't say anything because I'm going to unleash the hookers that you had on the airplane.
It's exactly. An automatic connection.
Yeah,
because
all
of a sudden it pops back up. The internet never dies, man.
Speaking of Tom Brady, you guys, if you could see this interview with Ben Affleck, you would understand his excitement. Hopefully, the audio relays it. But he was on Jason and Travis Kelce's podcast, New Heights, and they were talking to him about like what was the best day of your life, and the way he describes playing football with Tom Brady. This was before they were close friends. He's like a little kid. Listen to it. Number four.
I got to run routes with Tom Brady.
To this day, aside from the birth of my children, that was the greatest day. I was like, dude, are you? He's like, I need someone to play catch with. Happened to be on vacation at the same place with him. Felt like a 10-year-old kid. He's like, okay, come here. And I get to him and he's like, it's the Super Bowl, fourth quarter. We have 23 seconds. And I start running. I don't look back. I'm sure to him it seemed like this. He's like, I've never seen somebody run in slow motion before. You know, like to me, I was going as fast as you can go. And I could keep it. I'm like wondering when's this ball going to show up. And I look, I just feel it like right out in front of me. And I reach out and I have to go all out to extend. I catch it.
Yes.
Turn around like I won. Running at me like this. It was incredible. I called everybody I knew.
You know, you have to see it because when Ben Affleck is talking about it, and the fact that Tom Brady set up a scenario in Ben's head, like, okay, it's Super Bowl. This is the final play, you know? And then Ben goes out for the pass and he says, like, he's a 10-year-old and he's playing make believe, but it's like real in his head. He's so excited.
Have you ever had one of those really cool moments like that? With a celebrity, and you've met a lot, obviously, and I have too. I've had two. Okay, I got to play basketball against Will Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, in a gymnasium down in Tampa. The second is in Florida. I got to play on the tennis court with Jennifer Capriati and Pete Sampras.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
That is really great.
It's two of those moments, just like his.
Yeah, and it's funny because he goes, you can tell it's kind of forced because he said, this was the greatest, I mean, besides my three children.
Yeah.
The greatest moment of my life. But you know he wanted to go like, literally, this was the greatest moment of my life over my kids.
Yeah, he doesn't care about his kids
not at the moment. And he fixed it, though, because I'm sure if he wouldn't have fixed it, the greatest moment of your life, everybody would have been like, oh my God, Ben. Yeah. But he made it work. But he was so excited. Now, you know, of course, they're great friends. But at that time, they just happened to be at the same resort. And he called him up and said, hey, will you, because, you know, it's Tom Brady. He's the overachiever. He needed to keep warm while he was on vacation and have somebody to throw to. And the way that Ben says it, he stretched out and caught the ball. And, like, he just reached out like a professional football player and caught it. He said he was stretched out.
Wow.
I know, right?
Like, wow.
He was so excited. He only
had that on the video.
I know.
Wow.
All right, let's see here. What else was I going to tell? There was a couple of stories. Do you think that Selena Gomez is getting cheated on by Benny?
Really?
Yep. Hey, it's those ugly ones that cheat on you.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I know this from experience.
Yeah.
You know, the ones you think, oh, you're so much better than them. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
You're just so comfortable. It's like, I'm good.
Well, listen to this. Selena has unfollowed one of her friends because she caught Benny following that chick on OnlyFans.
Oh.
Yeah. Teresa Marie is her name. She's an OnlyFans creator. Selena found out that Benny was paying for Teresa's adult content.
Why is he on OnlyFans?
Wow. I don't know.
I mean, that's a deal breaker in itself,
isn't it?
You're
engaged, yes.
Yeah, if you find out your husband is on, or your boyfriend, fiance, whatever, is on OnlyFans, isn't that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
I would think so.
But then it gets worse. Teresa posted stories on Instagram days before the unfollow in which she's seen hanging out at Benny's house alone having dinner with him.
No way.
Yeah.
Benny is not that kind of guy.
I mean, at least I didn't think so.
Wow.
I don't know. I feel like Selena might not be that nice to him. She seems sometimes like a little, when they're interviewed and stuff, she's like, you're hairy. Yeah.
She seems needy too.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah. Maybe it's just all a lie.
Maybe.
Until TMZ says it, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like TMZ is like more, you know, believable.
Legit, man.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. Maybe they're just friends and he's just trying to support.
Yeah, maybe there's something.
You know, he's just like, you know what? I'll subscribe. I'm not going to look at anything, but I'll subscribe for you.
You don't know what other people are going through.
Yeah.
Man, everybody's really on your butt pirate thing.
They are?
They love it.
They love it.
It's not butt pirate. It's Putt Pirate is the name of my team.
BJ's a butt pirate.
I didn't name it.
And he's getting everybody gift bags with Pirate's Booty.
Pirate's Booty for everyone.
When's your first tournament?
I'm not playing.
No, Jamie and I are going to show up as Pirates.
I'm going to resign.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to resign from this team. I'm not going to be a Putt Pirate. I'm not going to be a Putt Pirate.
Look, let's see. Close one eye. Arr.
I'm not playing your games.
Great hole. We got some Pirates a booty for you.
I will hit a button. I will stop this show in its tracks.
We're done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday morning.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Things on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday, and it is wet, a little bit wet out there, and I think we're going to have showers most of the day today.
Yep,
off
we
and
are.
On, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, two big games, game sixes, both of them, tonight. You got the Avalanche taking on Dallas. That's going to be at Ball Arena tonight. If the Avs lose, they are eliminated. They need to win. The pressure is on. And if the Nuggets win, they move on, so they can clean it up tonight.
Okay, but the Avs would be eliminated,
yeah,
correct?
They're
and would,
done.
Would the Nuggets be eliminated?
No.
No.
They move on to a game seven.
Oh, this is a big game for you, Carson.
Do or die. I can't even think about it. I'm so nervous.
I bet.
Yeah, tonight's a big night down there. So hopefully the Avs pull it out and get to game seven, which would go back to Dallas.
Woo!
But the Nuggets could win it outright with the L.A. Clippers tonight out in L.A. So you got two big games today.
And what, are they playing at the same time? Like
pretty close.
Because I still am impressed with my friend Christy who can do that split screen.
Yeah.
She had both of the at the same time just split right down the middle of our big screen.
I think it's pretty close tonight. I think that Nuggets are like 7:30, right?
So Nuggets are on at 8. And then the Avs say it's 7:30, but they always puck
8.
Like, yeah,
so it's
going to
be the same. Yeah.
Wow.
Going to be the same tonight. So pick your poison there.
It's going to be a late night.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting ready to say. Since it's starting at 8, just don't expect to hear from Carson tomorrow.
No. Oh, yeah. Done.
And Schmidl is out of town, and so tomorrow's just going to suck.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Especially if they lose.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, you got to drown your sorrows, don't you?
Going to be bad.
I might not even come in.
I know.
All right. Sad story, this Elway thing. All right.
I feel bad for him.
I'm going to play part of this TMZ. I don't know if we play it all, but most people know the story by now. It really started circulating a couple of days ago. But John Elway, his best buddy, his agent, Jeff Spurbeck, I think is his name.
Right.
Here's TMZ describing.
They have kids. Yeah, they got wife and kids.
It's just crazy stuff. All right, here's the audio from TMZ, then we'll discuss it from there.
This is really tragic, but John Elway's, one of his best friends, died after a horrific golf cart accident. John was at the wheel, and I want to say very quickly, there is no evidence he did anything wrong, but there is now a police investigation. So we should explain kind of the background here. So on Saturday, last Saturday, John and Jeff, their wives,
and John's son.
And John's son apparently had gone to Stagecoach to see a couple of shows, then came back to where they live, and they went to a party in this private country club.
Yes, the Madison Country Club out in Palm Springs.
Then they all got in a golf cart to go to the home where they were staying. And something happened. Jeff was on the back of the golf cart standing and somehow lost his balance. And as the golf cart was moving, he careened off the golf cart and was bouncing on the asphalt and sustained catastrophic head injuries.
Right. John was immediately on the phone, called 911, and paramedics got there, were told, within about 5 minutes. And Jeff was rushed to the hospital, but they were not able to save him. The injuries were that traumatic.
There is an investigation.
But it's not criminal. It's just an investigation. So we're not sure what that means, but they didn't label it as criminal. I think it's because they weren't on site. The police officers weren't on site because they were all busy with Stagecoach. And so they weren't there. So I think because there's a death involved, they just need to do an investigation.
Now, the police eventually showed up, right?
No.
They never showed up at all?
No. They were busy at Stagecoach. That was their statement. Riverside said that they were busy at Stagecoach.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure they did probably at the hospital or something, you know, but they never administered any kind of, help.
Wow.
I'm going to mention the elephant in the room.
I was going to say they didn't admit. Did you see me go from that? I went, they didn't administer a no help at all.
Yeah, I did notice that, but I'm going to mention the elephant in the room.
All right.
Alcohol. Alcohol.
But on both parts. I mean, listen, we've
all
done that.
Well, the guy that fell, yes, but the guy driving too, maybe.
Who knows?
We don't know, but I'm just saying that if that is the case, that could be a big big issue here.
Right, but the thing is, there wasn't a breathalyzer administered, so, you know, I think that would be a hard case to prove. You could just, it could be all hearsay, right?
Yeah.
And the obviously do a toxicology.
But nobody will mention it. No, have you noticed that? And I are the only two that will get here on the air anything. And literally say, what about the alcohol involved? They came from a party. You know
that.
They had it. How much?
But listen, I was trying to figure out why he was standing on the back of the golf cart. So it, obviously everybody just piled on it, right?
Yeah.
And so if he had, if the agent had cocktails, you know, if you hit something a little bit, it's going to be a little bit hard to hold on if you've had some wine, right?
I've seen this at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I've witnessed people drive, you know, they drive those golf carts around, the people that's with the parade. But I've seen 5 and 6 people piled on those things, hanging on to, you know, different like banners and stuff. They're going to go hang. But you always see that. It's very common. And that's exactly what happened here. They were trying to get back to the house and this guy fell off. It's tragic. It's terrible.
Awful. I feel bad. You know, John, no matter what you think of him, he's kind of had some tragedy in his life. Like right after he retired, he loved Jack, his dad. I played golf with them.
Yeah.
And I was Jack's foursome in our group. So Jack, his dad, was my guy. And I mean, talk about a love between the dad and their son. I mean, Jack and John just adored each other. So as soon as he retired, Jack passed away.
Yeah.
Then John's twin sister died of lung cancer.
Yeah.
And then Janet and him got a divorce. And then remember, his oldest son got in trouble.
Yeah.
With the law.
Sure did.
The whole thing about that. So it's been...
He's been caught up in some things.
Yeah,
here.
He has.
I didn't know about the sister. He had a twin sister?
Her name was...
I didn't know that.
Jaina, and she died in 2002.
No kidding. I met his dad once.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Great guy.
Very nice.
He would say like, why don't you go ahead and hit the ball for me? I'm just going to sit in here. I'm like, okay. Yes, sir.
I met him. We got invited to the grand opening at the Elways in Vail. Is that right? Yeah. Vail. And he was at that with John. And he was a very nice guy sitting at the fireplace.
So nice. Yeah. And so with this agent, you know, he owned the Seven Vineyards Winery. He and the agent, and I think I really feel like it was like his best friend.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, so it's just sad.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, it's a sad story. The guy, he had been basically passed away for the last couple of days.
Right.
It just became official at like 1:30 in the morning yesterday.
I didn't know that John has supposedly, I don't know if this is right, 10 grandkids.
What the 10?
Heck? That's what it says.
What? No
that
kidding.
That can't be right.
10 grandkids?
Well, he has 4 kids. So,
yeah, I guess you could. I mean, have 10 grandkids.
Because his kids are 30.
Grandpa John, huh?
34, 32, 30, and 30.
Yeah, 10.
10?
Yep.
10. Compared.
We never hear about him.
No, at all.
Like, I didn't even know.
They're laying low. Yeah, they're laying low.
That's crazy.
All right, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll take a quick break here. Don't forget, Avalanche play tonight at Ball Arena. That is game 6. They got to win. Got to win. No choice. Got to win. And the Nuggets, a little bit later on tonight, they play in the L.A. Clippers Arena. And that starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, by the way, that little it's going to be May is because it's May 1st.
Oh, thank you for telling us. I didn't know.
Well, I didn't know if some people realize that. I'm not telling you.
No, I didn't. I mean, everybody listening, I'm sure none of them knew it's going to be May.
Maybe they didn't, Jamie.
It's only been going on for 800 years.
Oh, I thought it started last year.
No.
Huh.
It's been around.
Have I told you about that new app, Gas Buddy? Came out last week. Finds the cheapest gas in town.
Oh, my
did
God.
You know that?
Somebody told me that that our story that we did yesterday, and I don't know if this is true or not, but remember about the garage doors have to be open?
Yeah.
Somebody said that was from, like, 1998.
No.
I agree with you because I felt like I just saw it, too.
Yeah. No, that was recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
The internet, man.
Crap. You don't know. You really don't know.
Yeah.
We have tons of stories that I bring in here or you bring in here, and then Shmadil will look into it, and all of a sudden it's like 10 years old. And we're like, okay, punt that one.
Yeah.
We're not going to use that one today. All right. Speaking of apps, I saw a story yesterday, and I think it's current, but I saw a story yesterday. The first person I thought of was Ralphie, which is kind of It's kind of bad on my part because I got four boys. You would think I'd think of one of them, right? But I thought of Ralphie because it's all about high tech and being really smart and a genius and all that crap. Oh. You know, that's what it was.
Okay.
And now listen to this story. Okay. This kid is in high school. Okay.
He was a coding connoisseur at the age of 7.
I binge-watched YouTube videos.
Sold his first website to an international gaming company at 16.
I sold that for 6 figures.
Now he's 18. And Zach Yedigari's latest venture, Cal AI. It's a calorie tracker by his frustration with existing nutrition apps. It already has more than 5 million downloads. And Zach tells us it's on track to bring in $30 million wow. this year. Zach, who maintains a 4.0 GPA, is focused on the future as he finishes his senior year at Roslyn High School.
I go from leading a team of 17 full-time employees, many of them double or more my age, to going to class and raising my hand to using the bathroom.
But he is weighing out where to go next. In fact, even though Zach got a score of 34 on his ACT, he was rejected by 15 out of 18 schools he applied to.
$30 million.
Isn't that crazy? You just have to, I mean, that's what my kid's journey is. Like, you find one thing. Just one thing.
That's and why then I thought of Ralph.
You're set.
And again, I didn't take a video of my four boys.
I'm going to just brag for a second, but I loved the app that my kid came up for his high school. Unfortunately, when he went to the board, they turned him down because they said for security reasons. But it was this app that he created for high schools that you go in and you let the teachers know. Like, let's say French Club is going to have an event. You know, then it's like a party evite. Yeah. You let know how many kids are going. And then, like, let's say you don't have anybody to go to lunch with. You, like, say, hey, can I go to lunch with somebody? And you push that, and then people let you know they'll either pick something up for you, like Uber Eats kind of thing, within the high school, or if you can go with, but you can't get into a car with like a stranger. So that's where that.
But he could apply that now in college, probably.
Yeah.
So give it another shot. You know what I mean? Because
really cool.
You got older kids there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not as many restrictions with the school. Yeah. But this kid sold this. He sold it for $30 million.
And then,
he's
like,
18.
If you were in the class and you were struggling, then you could find a study buddy for free that would help you study, or you give him a tip or whatever. I don't know. I thought it was brilliant, but they said no.
It's amazing. Well, like I said,
$30 million.
I thought of Ralphie. As soon as I heard that story yesterday, I thought, man, this kid, that's a Ralphie story.
But all these
is.
Kids, all these kids, and I mean, my kid's not in computer science, but all these kids literally are obsessed with finding an app. Just finding that one thing, all these smart kids are.
Yeah.
They just want to find that thing.
I mean, it only takes one, like you said, and then you don't have to work the rest of your life.
Exactly.
But kids like that, a person like that, they're going to work the rest of their life. That's the problem. Not a problem, but that's their mentality. They're not going to stop.
No.
You cash in. This kid stopping at 18 years old, making $30 million. Are you kidding? This kid's going to work forever.
I know, but I hate how obsessed they are, I guess, because my kid doesn't look at the world like you and I do and like just enjoy it. He looks at the world like, all right, what's missing? What can I build that's missing?
See, and I think that, kind of like an Elon Musk, okay? I don't think the money is the driving part of that. I don't think in their mind, they might think of that first app that they sell for millions of dollars, but then after that, the money becomes secondary. It's how much they can change the world.
It's weird.
That's their thinking.
But I don't like how he can't enjoy life because he's not looking at the being on the boat. He's not looking at just like being on the boat. He's looking at how the buoys would be better used.
But that's how they enjoy life.
Right, but it doesn't
figuring
seem fun
this
to
crap
me.
Out. You know?
I think you have to have a truly and just kick back and go, I don't have to drive the boat.
Exactly. That's how you and I enjoy life. Let them do their thing. We don't want the room too crowded for us.
That's true. Good
don't
point.
Be drinking all the beer, right?
Good point. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Another thing that happened yesterday, DIA, that big old Airbus.
A380.
I watched it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
It is massive.
If you don't know what we're talking about, here out of DIA, we now have a nonstop flight that goes to Munich, and it's on an Airbus. What's it called? The A380. It made its first landing. It's the largest passenger jet there is. It made its first appearance yesterday at DIA. day. It had never been here before. Nothing that large had ever landed at the airport.
One of the world's largest passenger aircraft, the Airbus A380, landing at DIA today. And this plane is a big boy. The double-decker aircraft has 509 seats alone. This is the first time the plane is landing as a regularly scheduled commercial service in Denver. And this is the first of many trips for the mega craft. Lufthansa is scheduled for daily flights between Denver and Munich through the end of September.
Wow.
All right, so let me just fix something before you start getting the text, okay? First of all, we have had an aircraft carrier that was bigger than that land there once at DIA, so just we know that. And then number two is we realized that there was an Air France A380 that had to make an emergency stop. That's why they say the thing's first scheduled.
Oh,
that makes sense. Yeah.
She even says at the beginning it's one of the largest passengers. I thought we said yesterday it was the largest.
It is the largest passenger. Yeah, ever. I mean, it's an A380.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
she said it's one of.
Well, Emirates has them as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No, I think she's talking about a different model. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, it made the Atlantic. That's a big deal. Nonstop to Munich.
Yeah.
We now have Rome. They have Rome nonstop out of DIA. Now they have Munich.
I'm telling you, if we could just get that one to Dubai, I'd be on it all the time. I love Dubai.
I think it's coming. I do.
But how many people want to go to Munich? That's so weird to me.
I don't know.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was just daydreaming about when we had to fly to LA to take the A380 to Dubai.
Yeah.
We had to land first in LA to pick it up there. It is, I don't get nervous flying. I love to fly. But when you're on that aircraft and you know 500 people are with you and all that fuel and all the cargo, they even put cars on those things, all the cargo, and it's so freaking heavy and you're going down the runway, you're like, for sure, we're not getting off the ground.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. The
technology, it's amazing that it can get off the ground.
It gets that kind of lift.
Much weight.
Yeah,
wow.
It's nuts. Anyway, and then I was just daydreaming about this. I'm just sharing. But I'm like, how do we have 509 people that want to go to Munich all at the same time? Like, that to me, that boggles the brain. Like, we're all in Colorado and we're like, you know, we should go to Munich.
I don't know.
And it's probably like twice a week or something.
Rome, I kind of get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rome, it seems to be quite a destination. Yeah. Munich, not as much.
I would think
Paris. Do we have nonstop to Paris?
Probably.
London.
Yeah.
I could see, you know, that filling up each week a couple of times.
And they just started Ireland, remember? Because we had that later.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Ireland.
Yeah. Munich's never been on my bucket list.
I'd like to go to Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, would.
Yeah.
I think the culture there, I think it'd be a good trip.
Das ist nicht gut.
I'd rather go to Germany than to go to Paris.
Ich bin müde.
What does that mean?
I am tired.
Yeah, I am too. Ich bin müde. Ich bin müde.
There's actually only 3 direct flights a week to Paris.
That's a lot.
Denver to Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot, though.
That is. I mean, if you think
3 a week?
Yep.
Ich bin, dare I say, ich bin
What about Munich?
Guess I didn't. What about it?
How many flights?
Oh.
That's the one that is in the news.
I don't know. Anyway, it's a marvel. It is. That is something. Phew. It's a gigantic, it's 2 stories, you guys.
Man, it was impressive landing yesterday. I watched the videos.
When it came in, you're like, that takes up the whole sky.
Yeah, and the wings, they extended beyond the runway width.
So crazy. All right, we'll find out how many nonstop.
All right.
You want to go? Maybe we should go.
I'd like to go.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go the show.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Hulk Hogan, your buddy Hulk Hogan, is getting all kinds of feedback. I guess he was on Fox News this morning or something. Some news, Good Morning America, whatever he's on. I don't know what he was on. But anyway, people are saying he looked like hell.
I thought he looked good.
I saw a picture of him. I don't see the hellish part.
I don't either. He's 71 years old. The guy's been beating the crap in back.
Yeah.
Okay? He walks. I mean, when you watch him, I mean, he really has a lot of injuries that he sustained over his career. But he looks fine to me. I mean, he doesn't look as beefy, but he's still a big, strong man.
Yeah, it wasn't like he had a bunch of... I thought they were going to say that he looks like that. What's that guy... he was just on Big Brother in the UK. Oh my God! Anyway, I thought they were gonna say he had all kinds of plastic surgery done and his lips done and all that stuff. But
and then
Mickey
they add.
Rourke. I thought they were going to say it was like Mickey Rourke.
They add to the headline as his personal life spirals out of control. I don't think it is. He just got married to a good-looking lady. Very attractive.
Good-looking lady.
Yeah. And then, and it's his own ex-wife, the one that's spiraling out of control, that Linda. Linda.
By the way, they're saying there's 5 flights a week to Munich.
To Munich?
There's no way.
Holy cow.
There's no way.
That's what I'm seeing.
There's no way.
5.
There's no
to
way.
To Munich. What the hell?
There's no way. No.
I never talked to anyone who just got back from Munich. Okay?
But I'm, okay.
Very few people, I guess, you know. Usually when you go through Germany, you go to Italy or you go to some other destination. Then you take the train and you go through Europe and things like that. I don't know anybody that just says, hey, yeah, I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. I'll be in Munich.
There are business people out there, man, I guess. Yeah. Wow. All right. Selena Gomez says she will not be doing a first dance with Benny Blanco at their upcoming wedding. Here is Selena, number 3.
Have you chosen the music for your first dance?
I don't think we're looking at having one of those because they're a little...
She's shy.
I feel embarrassed.
She doesn't want to have a first dance.
I will have a special dance with my papa, who he's my...
That's your grandfather.
Yes, it's my grandfather, and he's my mom's father. And he never got a chance to walk my mom down the aisle, because good for my mom. She decided to go to Vegas and be like, woo, and she's still been with them ever since they were like 26. So it's very cute that they did that, but I wanted to give him an opportunity.
I don't know why sometimes she just drives me nuts. It's like she doesn't put a lot of effort into, you know, talking about stuff.
Benny, run. Run.
Because I think that voice is going to get on your nerves after a while. Don't you think? Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but maybe it will.
I only had to hear 20 seconds of it. It's driving me nuts.
She just doesn't put a lot of oomph into it, right? Yeah. There's not a lot of...
I suggested for our first dance, or Lisa and I suggested the Hokey Pokey.
Oh, I like that.
Put that left leg in and shake it all around.
That's great, because my friend Taya is actually, she's getting married. She's been engaged for a while, but now they're putting it to paper. I'm going to tell her that.
The Hokey Pokey.
That'd be great.
Yeah, left leg, left right leg, left arm, you know how it works. My God. Shake it all around.
You guys, there was so much drama on the group text last night. First of all, we have a wedding that we're all planning. And 8 girls trying to plan another girl's wedding is just out of control. Like, everybody is just going crazy about all their ideas, right? And then number 2, one of our girls is in Utah right now. And she tripped over her friend's dog and went into the countertop. And now she has a slow leak.
Ooh. Slow leak?
Her boob.
Yeah.
She punctured a boob?
Yeah. She's in Utah right now with a leaker.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if it leaks more at altitude.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Huh.
Sea level leak?
Yeah.
Altitude leak?
What?
I don't know.
I bet it does. She's got to get down to San Diego quick.
Yeah. she tripped over the dog.
She tripped over her friend's dog, went into the countertop, and then all of a sudden she noticed, and you know, it took a few hours, that like her boob was just slowly going down.
Oh.
And so then she went to the doctor and they found a slow leak. She's been popped.
Don't they have patch kit?
You know what?
You know, I mean, I had an inner tube that did that once.
We're just happy it's saline and not silicone.
Yeah, seriously, because you'd have to get that immediately out.
So it's just saline. You have a patch kit at home?
Yeah, bicycle tires.
Yeah, oh, you know what? I will, let me grab my phone.
You've seen them before. I mean, they've been around for years. You take
patch
that little
kit.
Sander thing and you make an abrasive, you know, kind of texture to it.
Yeah, and then
you
stick.
Get out that glue. And sometimes they have that glue where you have to light it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You light it and let it burn a little bit. Mm. Then you slap that patch on there and boom.
Like you do with gasoline in a tire?
Yeah.
To get it back on the rim?
Yeah. Kind of the same thing. You could ask her about a patch kit for the boob.
I feel like this is kind of a serious situation, but I mean, we can joke because it is kind of funny. We popped her.
Look, if you've got a fake boob and that baby pops, you can expect your friends to laugh, okay? It's fair. It's fair game.
Yeah, we are calling her Leaky Laura.
Leaky Laura. Now I want to get on the feed. Now I want on this feed, okay? I got some good ones for her.
Oh, my God.
Leaky Laura.
I cracked my, what is that? It sounds like a dirty word. You know your butt bone. What's that butt bone called? It sounds like a dirty word, but it's not. You know, the butt bone, the caucus or something?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yeah, it's the
I don't
butt
know
bone.
My butt
it's
bones.
It's called something the coccyx.
Yep.
Yeah. So I cracked my coccyx.
I've never heard that term.
Of the coccyx? It's the real
You've got an advantage. You were married to a doctor.
What? I feel like everybody learned the coccyx because in high school I remember all of us like giggling about it.
It's definitely a word that stands out.
I don't remember it.
Well, anyway, I was doing the moonwalk backwards. You know, I was doing the moonwalk.
Yeah.
And Heidi's gigantic German Shepherd like walked right by me.
Yeah.
And I flew up in the air and hit my butt bone. Oh my God. And it cracked.
The whole dog thing is real, man.
It is.
If you've got dogs, I guarantee you, you've tripped over a dog before.
Because right. They're always by your feet.
Yeah.
They're always.
And they don't care, man. They don't care if you're walking backwards.
And they don't care.
You fall down and they look at you like you're dumb.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm doing a moonwalk. Yeah.
You think they love you, but they don't.
Stupid dog. All right, anyway, moving on. Let's just talk about real quick again the John Elway situation. Mm. There is an investigation. It is not criminal. In case you don't know, all of the police were needed at Stagecoach. And so they were not at the scene of the accident and they never came to the, I guess they weren't even there until Monday maybe.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. I don't know.
Yeah, and so it was just...
Hard for me to believe, though.
What?
That you've got a person that basically is lying on the asphalt that is, critical. It's a critical situation, and they knew it at the time. That a police officer doesn't come to the scene at some point during the thing. Just one. Somebody.
I don't think they had time because I think that, they just scooped him up and got him to the hospital.
I don't know.
And everybody was at, I want to say Coachella, but it was Stagecoach. They were all there. That's where they were needed because there were thousands of people there. And so, yeah, by the way, if I'm a homeowner there, I'm like, don't tell everybody that there's no cops around during Stagecoach.
Yeah.
You know? I'm geez. I mean, I know it was a gated community and all, but still. Well, anyway, there is an investigation. It's not criminal. The gentleman passed away. It's just a whole sad situation. And, I mean, no matter what you think of John, I feel bad for him. I really do. I mean, this was his, his guilt is just killing him right now.
I don't think there's anybody to blame for anything. It's a tragic accident. Yeah. This guy jumped on the back of a golf cart. Not a safe way to do it. May have been, drinking. Who knows? Doesn't matter really at this point. But I think it's just a tragic accident. That crap happens fast, man. And that's what happened here.
And the wife, she's already come out with her statement. And you can tell that, she even kind of put her arms around John in the statement.
Oh, he feels terrible.
Yeah. So
I saw his statement that he released yesterday. Yeah. That was tear jerking.
Because we can all find ourselves in that situation.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Absolutely.
We've all,
I've done it many times.
Yeah. I mean, I know I've gotten on the back of a golf cart.
Yeah.
Standing there and just.
I've had other people ride on the back, encourage them to get on there.
Yeah. Right?
While I'm driving.
And I'm probably 8,000 times taking a turn too fast on purpose.
Yep.
Just to see if they would fall out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being funny about it. I did it on the grass. But you forget, these things can really happen, It's just a wake-up call to everybody about those suckers. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Got showers in the forecast today.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, here on a Thursday on the Odyssey app. By the way, we're broadcasting from the beautiful Belco Studios. I'm shocked by this whole, all these stats that are flying around about Cinco de Mayo.
I know you are.
Came out of the gate with this morning.
You did. You came out hot.
All right, listen to this. Listen.
The holiday honors a famous military victory in Mexico. On May 5th, 1862, the Mexican army defeated the French army on the outskirts of the city of Puebla.
Organizers are expecting hundreds of thousands of people to show up to Civic Center Park this weekend for the Cinco de Mayo Festival, which is one of the largest and longest running cultural events in the state.
The weekend is just one big fiesta, one big party.
The second largest Cinco de Mayo celebration in the country.
Have live music and entertainment here at the Greek Amphitheater. You know, there's going to be lots of vendors, lots of food. Best place to come this weekend for food.
If you love food, 400,000 people downtown. Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
All right, I've always heard this. Okay. I don't know if it's true or not. Okay. Maybe Texnando could answer it at 303-22 Alice. Do they celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico?
Well, actually, it's more in Puebla. So it's the Battle of Puebla.
Yeah.
And so they celebrate it in Puebla. But the whole nation does not celebrate it, just Puebla.
So they do not in the entire nation in Mexico, although our entire nation does. In Mexico, they don't.
It's because it's just considered the Battle of Puebla. Their big day is when they defeated Spain, and that's their Independence Day. And that is, I think, September 16th. So that's their big day.
That in Mexico?
Yeah, that's when they defeated Spain, so that's their Independence Day.
Let me guess.
But the Battle of Puebla is not a big deal down there, which is Cinco de Mayo for us. It's just called the Battle of Puebla. And if you want to go to Puebla and, you know, celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, that's where you'd go.
That's the root of it all,
that's
right?
That's where they go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you went to Southern Illinois, did you major in history?
I sure did.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
And by the way, that Battle of Puebla was... 1862.
Yep. No kidding.
Yep, sure was. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the date,
1862.
There you go, folks. A little history lesson from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
That sounds like a big celebration. It's going to be cool down there. You know, actually, I mean, we're all kidding aside. I mean,
I'm not kidding.
I had no idea. I had no idea that many people showed up for this thing. That's crazy.
The fact that it's bigger than St. Patrick's Day,
I know,
kind of blows our mind, to be honest with you.
You could have asked me that trivia question 3 or 4 days ago. I would have called you a liar.
Right. We would have said St. Patrick's Day is the biggest celebration.
Oh, yeah. That means 250,000 people down there.
Is there anything bigger?
The biggest we've ever had gathering down there was for the Super Bowl party.
Oh,
remember
right.
the parade
that
for that?
Was huge.
I think that was a million people,
that
wasn't
was huge.
It?
I forgot about that.
That's what that estimate was. But as far as a annual celebration, I can't think of anything bigger than 400,000.
Do you remember? I mean, do you know why? And everybody has a weird memory in their head like this. But I remember the Super Bowl party because I couldn't go because I had to wait for my Sleep Number bed to be delivered.
Well, you know what? What worked out better for you?
Well, right.
Yes,
it did.
You
it
get
did.
A good night's rest every night of the year, and not just one little party with a Super Bowl.
I just remember being so sad. I was watching it on TV, waiting in my window between, you know, whatever, 10 a.m. and 1.
Brutal.
All right, happy Cinco de Mayo. The celebration is on Saturday for the most part, and then you've got Cinco de Mayo officially on May 5th, which is Monday.
BJ and Jamie,
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Anything you miss on the program today, you'll get on the podcast after 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Go get the app. I think it's safe to say, I'm going to play something here for you, Jamie, and I think you're going to find this to be a shocker, too. I think it's safe to say anybody with a cell phone has been a part of a scam. Somebody's tried to scam you either by texts.
No. I really don't have all those tolls, do.
I want you to take a guess.
I get a toll text, I swear, at least twice a week.
I get a spam call every day.
You do?
Yeah. Every day.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
How much money in the past year,
okay,
for 2024, how much money do you think scammers got just from people in Colorado? This is the total number. They released it yesterday. And this is everything. This is, it can be malware on companies. Like our company had to pay X amount of dollars one time.
Oh, it could be that big.
Any scam.
Oh,
it's all scams.
So $100 million.
The toll, $243 million.
Wow.
$240 million.
In 1 year.
Scammers.
Just Colorado.
Just in Colorado.
Wow.
Colorado saw more than 2,400 people fall victim to personal data breaches, phishing and spoofing scams using deceptive emails and phone numbers. Wire fraud scams also run rampant. One resident was tricked into sending all of her closing cost money for a new home to a criminal who was just waiting and then took that money and ran.
Called the title company, and the title company said, nope, that's not us. You know, that's a fake email. She reported to us within 2 days. We were able to work with the financial institutions to stop that wire from happening. Good. And got her almost every cent back that she had sent. It was $1 million.
We've seen so many of these stories before where, you know, people just never see their money again.
That lady almost lost $1 million to a scammer.
Because the email was so close. Jeez, oh, peezo.
They're good at it, though.
They are really good.
Told you, I had a couple of solicitors show up at my house the other day. They were representing Excel.
Yeah,
Excel. And they had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I put that, by the way, on my own, like, you know, my little town.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, people are acting like they're from Excel.
Yeah, and then they're trying to get you to switch over to solar panel.
Yeah.
And that, using the Excel logo.
And they were very forceful.
Yeah. And one of our neighbors called Excel, and they said, run those guys off.
Yeah.
These guys are scamming you, man. And $243 million scammed out of Colorado alone. That's unbelievable.
I get so nervous, even like, you know, when we all bank and stuff, because I have to double check, even though I know it says, like, if it has the lock, once you click on...
Yeah.
If it has a lock in the corner, then it's safe. But I double take because I'm like, did that say .com, .org, .whatever? I don't know.
We're gun shy.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
And
we're gun shy.
And
you got
right
to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, and I don't think this is wrong, 100% of people with a cell phone has gotten a scam.
I remember when it was big rage, and I thought it was cool, too. Like, fire departments and police departments had city of, like, Parker, you know, fire or whatever, and people were sending their money and credit cards to the... They don't sell their shirts. They don't sell the fire department shirts.
They
the police,
don't? They don't have, like, merch. No, nothing like that.
They don't have merchandise, so people don't...
Crap.
Shut up.
Just bought five. Yesterday. Yeah.
But you would think, because that's kind of cool, right?
Mm, I thought it was cool. Fire department, Greeley. I thought that was cool.
Well, it would be cool. You know, just,
yeah.
But I guess it's, you know, to protect so people don't pretend to be.
I mean, the biggest thing they do is walk around with that boot. You'll see them at an intersection. They're walking around with a boot, passing the boot around.
You can't even trust the boot.
You're telling me the guys
have
that?
I don't trust the boot. You can buy that boot anywhere.
No, you can rent a fire truck.
You go buy you a boot and get out on a corner. No. They can't stop.
Trust the boot.
Remember,
not tell them not to trust the boot.
I don't trust the boot.
That is awful to say that.
No, I didn't say every boot. I'm just saying.
They always have a big rig out there. It's not like they just rented a fire truck for the day.
If I'm homeless and I'm listening to this show right now, I'm going to go get me a boot.
No, but okay? You have to have the
because you guys are 100% in on the boot. I'm telling you, be leery of anything.
No,
I don't care what it is.
No. Only if it says, what's the name of my boots that I have, that your wife has?
The Hunter. Hunter boots.
If they say Hunter on them, then be
That's
be
a red
leery.
Flag.
Yeah. Those are not fireproof.
Yeah, I'm always aware of the boot, man. Beware. That thing will kick you right in the ear.
Oh, my God. The fire department's hate you. don't put water on his house.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, yeah. The lovely and talented Taylor Swift. Woo! I don't know what that was. I don't know. It was just feeling it, I guess. You know, cruel summer.
Yeah, feeling it.
If you're a sports fan, two big games tonight. All right, you got to be locked in. First of all, let's start with the Avalanche. If they don't win, over. Done.
Yeah.
Finished.
Finished is
cooked.
Right. Oh, you know, Carson can hear you.
Carson.
Yeah.
You're cooked. You're like a fat rat on a grill.
Wow.
You're
what?
Done.
I don't even know what. I don't. He's out of control.
You're
first,
done.
He's yelling about the boot. Now it's a fat rat on a barbecue.
But hopefully you win.
You know what? I hope we smoke Dallas tonight and you have to eat those words.
When's the last time we brought home the cup?
2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a couple years.
I miss that cup.
Yeah.
That's a great cup.
I don't know. It kind of makes me grossed out that they all drink from it. It kind of makes me nauseous.
Oh, they just pass it around. Yeah.
Like I'm like, well, I don't know. Yeah. It makes me a little nauseous.
Yeah, but alcohol kills everything.
Yeah.
Isn't there a fake one that flies around too that goes around?
They do have a travel cup.
Yeah, they have a travel cup.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap.
Well, you don't want to. You don't want to just have the cup out there for anyone to take.
It doesn't matter if you throw the Super Bowl trophy into the bay like Tom Brady did, all drunk on his butt. But at least it was a real trophy.
It didn't land in the bay.
It landed somewhere in the ocean.
They never dropped it.
Threw it on a boat or something?
He threw it to another boat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
But also, those trophies are mass-produced, those Lombardi trophies.
Yes.
Every team gets one.
Hey, guess what? If you don't win tonight, a fat rat on a grill. That's your team.
It's kind of grossing me out, too.
Just the image.
All right, let's move on to the Nuggets.
The Nuggets, yeah.
Beautiful night for the Nuggets, all right? L.A. Clippers, if they win, Clippers are out of it. And we move on,
According to the girls' text, it's not going to go well tonight because Jokic's tan is fading.
Whoa. No. Are you kidding?
No, they said because he had so much vitamin D in his system because he was all tanned up that's why he had superpowers. And they're saying it's faded, so he doesn't have a lot of vitamin D.
But he went out to L.A. You can get sun out there.
I know, but I don't know if he's going to get some, you know, he needs to lay out.
Hopefully he's got time, a couple hours to lay out,
Yeah, I don't know if they have pool chairs long enough.
Well, that's a great point.
Well,
Lamar Odom on that stretch.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, think about him out by the pool. I mean, you got to have, 4 feet of him just hanging off the edge.
That's why the Palms, remember the Palms in Las Vegas? They have special rooms for NBA players that they're longer.
Are they?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I could picture Joker by the pool, laying in a lounge chair and his feet still in the water. Picture that, if you will. All right? Go ahead. When you watch the game tonight, just picture that. Okay? All right. So, Avs have to win.
Yep.
Do or die.
Nuggets can clinch. That's the way it goes tonight. And both games are virtually on at the same time.
Can somebody tell me that whole secret? Well, I guess I could just ask Christy. But how do you split the screen like that?
Picture in picture.
A lot of people are saying that. And YouTube.
No, it's not picture in picture. She has a full 50-50. This isn't the picture in picture.
And YouTube's doing that for a lot of sports that have double up on the playoffs.
My picture in picture now, you can make it half and half. Oh. It doesn't have to be that little one in the corner. You can also make it in together.
You don't know how to use Netflix. I'm not listening to you at all.
Good point.
Fat rat on a barbecue if you don't win tonight, pal.
All right, butt pirate.
Putt pirate.
It is butt pirate.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll tell you why I'm reluctant to talk about it. It's because you won't have a serious conversation about it.
Not only will I have a serious conversation.
No, you won't.
But
you don't.
I retweeted it. So you know that I feel.
I explained this.
Butt pirate, look. At you.
I explained
this. But pirate, you're tushy too.
Don't pay any attention to her, okay? Don't. I have just zoned her out today, okay?
I was trying to find a good butt pirate song, and they are filthy.
Yeah, they really are.
They're filthy. They'll squeeze your tushy.
Good. I don't want to play it.
Again,
good.
I need Slacker. I'm going to text him and have him create an AI song with butt pirate.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, BJ, the butt pirate song. Yeah.
We need that for tomorrow.
Let me explain, okay? She's going to giggle, laugh, little jokes here and there. Carson's going to play along, too. He doesn't know any better. All right, but here's the deal. All right, so I belong to a men's club out at the golf course, okay? Mm-hmm. And they've now separated
men's,
this.
Get it? Butt pirates? If it was a women's league, you couldn't have that now, could you?
They've separated all the players into groups of eight to create teams to, on a side game, be going against each other, okay,
right,
with scores.
Got it.
Our bunch, every team had to come up with a name, okay? Our group somehow got together a couple of nights ago over at the golf club. I didn't go.
Right.
So I don't have a vote in this, but the other seven showed up, and obviously about five beers deep into the evening, they decided the best name for our group would be the Putt Pirate.
I'm trying to find your lips.
Putt Pirate. Putt Pirate.
Putt Pirate.
Putt. P-U-T-T Pirate.
P-U-T-T Pirate.
Then I get a text this morning from one of the other members who's kind of leading the charge on this. I don't know if he came up with the name or not, but.
Of the butt pirates?
Putt. P-U-T-T. They want me to send over Venmo my $20 for the hat and t-shirt.
For the butt pirates.
You guys are making merch?
I'm not wearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you know how
we should trademark this.
Can I have a serious conversation?
Yes, you are. We're just talking on the
You
side.
Know how the LIV tournament, they all are teams, and they all have their own uniforms.
Yes,
you
and
know
their
how
own
that
names.
Works,
yes, right?
And they're all like named. LIV. That's where they got this idea for the club,
but
okay?
Like
same thing. So yes, they have merch. They've got the hat and the shirt that says Putt Pirate. Putt Pirate on Jamie, I swear.
Jamie?
I swear. Jamie, stop. It says Putt Pirate on the hat and on the shirt.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing that around the club.
Why not?
I'm not wearing it, Jamie. First of all, I think it's offensive to the, you know, maybe the Butt Pirate or
community.
People that are out there.
Yeah.
Community. Yeah,
well,
it might
like
be offensive.
I like that the back of their shirt says, bend over, I'll drive.
Oh, it's perfect.
All right, I'm done. I've had it with you. I've had it. That's not funny.
And you guys will all like pass out Hershey's and Hershey bars and pirate booty.
Pirate's booty.
I'm not buying the hat and shirt. I'm not.
Go Butt Pirates.
Not going to do it.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, I love you. I do.
But?
No, it's putt. P-U-T-T. It's not butt.
You
threw that butt in there for a reason. I know you, Jamie.
No, I just ordered a customized t-shirt. It's adorable.
What's it say?
Team Butt Pirate.
Oh, yeah. It's adorable. It's putt. P-U-T-T.
All right. Whatever you say.
I mean, I'm not proud of it at all, but.
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, in all honesty, in seriousness. Like,
liquored up. And
they were like, putt pirates?
Yeah.
y'all are grown-ass men.
That's exactly. You know, it takes a sober thinker like me to point out their errors. And that's clearly an error.
So this obviously isn't a classic golf course. I mean, if you got your butt pirate.
We're doing tabloid trash, if you don't mind.
I'm just saying. Hello? Like, what kind of country club is that? Like, my country club that I'm joining would never even allow that.
You know, I'm a little surprised, too, that they are.
Yeah.
You know,
they
kind of loosen up over there.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What is it, like an executive course?
My golf team, they came up with the name Putt Pirates. P-U-T-T.
They're all par threes, pirates. Is that what it
and
is?
They think it's so funny until they sobered up this morning.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Where should we start? The John Elway thing. Do you want to play the TMZ story?
Yeah.
So that way I don't have to cover it?
It's a sad
story.
It is story,
a sad story,
man. It really is.
This is really tragic, but John Elway's, one of his best friends, died after a horrific golf cart accident. John was at the wheel, and I want to say very quickly, there is no evidence he did anything wrong, but there is now a police investigation. So we should explain kind of the background here. So on Saturday, last Saturday, John and Jeff, their wives,
And John's son
apparently had gone to Stagecoach to see a couple of shows, then came back to where they live, and they went to a party in this private country club.
Yes, the Madison Country Club out in Palm Springs.
Then they all got in a golf cart to go to the home where they were staying. And something happened. Jeff was on the back of the golf cart standing and somehow lost his balance. And as the golf cart was moving, he careened off the golf cart and was bouncing on the asphalt and sustained catastrophic head injuries.
Right. John was immediately on the phone, called 911. And paramedics got there, were told, within about 5 minutes. And Jeff was rushed to the hospital, but they were not able to save him. The injuries were that traumatic.
Just awful.
It is a horrible story. You know, it could happen to anybody.
I don't think we've heard the last of this story. I'll just say that.
Well, there is an investigation, but it's not criminal.
Okay.
And the police were not on site to administer any kind of, you know, breathalyzer or anything like that, so he's in the clear there. I mean, I guess what would just happen maybe is in the investigation, hearsay probably, right?
Rumors are going to fly.
Yeah.
Rumors are going to fly. I'm not saying anybody's being prosecuted, anybody did anything wrong. I'm just saying we've not heard the last of this. More information's going to come out.
The police officer said that they were all at Stagecoach, so they could not be on scene. So that's part of the situation. I will say that the wife of the agent, she put out a beautiful statement, and she actually included the Elways. And it doesn't sound like it's litigious. Is that right? It doesn't sound like she's going to go after them legally. Yeah. It sounded very you know, she feels bad even for John.
John's statement, it was somewhat of a tearjerker itself.
Yeah.
So, you know, they all feel bad. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, I think it's just horrible. And like you said, it could have happened to anybody. Yeah. I mean, who's not been out playing golf, had a couple of beers, or not to say they did, but I'm just saying that, you know, this kind of accident, it's just spur of the moment happened, man. Flash.
Yeah, so that happened. Then that kid or guy, that grown man, he flipped over it was the Cubs, and who were they playing? He was at a baseball game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember that one. It just happened yesterday.
Pirates,
right?
And the Cubs. Pirates. So the Pirates and the Cubs were playing, and there's this guy. Some guy hit a homer or a double, I think. And a guy got excited. He went to. It looks like in slow motion, he went to like do a kind of a hop towards the rail or something. I don't know. And then he just flipped over and landed about 10 feet, 12 feet, 20 feet, I don't know, down. And he's in critical condition. I don't know, like, if he was going to do a kick up in the air and hold. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The slow motion is very bizarre. The first time I saw it, I thought he just jumped and then his momentum took him over the rails. But now that I'm seeing it, it looks like he tries to grab the rail and do some kind of trick, and it didn't work out for him, and
it's a bad trick.
It was a bad trick. He's in critical condition.
Hit the ground.
Yeah, so that happened. So there's just a lot of weird stories, and I'm starting a new group.
A new group.
Yeah.
For your girls?
No, just
for the ladies.
No,
or
for the world.
Oh.
People against bitchy people on word of mouth.
Why?
Because literally, okay, this is just an example. I was just looking at my word of mouth, and in fact, it was Parker, right? Okay, that's your opinion.
Yep.
So I've joined every word of mouth so I can make sure with all your communities that I stay in touch with what y'all are doing. Arvada, you know, Westminster, everybody. I stay on the word of mouth just to see what you guys are all doing. So this word of mouth is from Parker. And so somebody says something innocent like, hey, I have a tiny lawn, and does anybody have a high school kid that would mow? It probably takes 25 minutes, and I'm willing to pay $35 once a month. And then somebody said, you have to mow more than once a month. And then somebody said, no, I don't. And then somebody else said, yes, you do. I mow 2 times a week. And then she's like, good for you. And then somebody said, you don't have to be so bitchy at them. They're just telling you how many times they mow. And then somebody said, oh my God, you're paying way too little money. That is not an average cost for mowing a lawn. And then she said, it's a really small lawn. They're like, I don't care. And then somebody else said, mow your own damn lawn. Why are you so lazy?
This is all on your, what's it called, Next Door?
No, this is on Word of Mouth Parker.
Yeah. Word of Mouth Park.
Yeah.
Okay, ours is called Next Door.
Well, they have all of them.
Yeah.
There's both for each community.
Oh, I don't have Word of Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to, people no against kidding. Bitchy people on word of mouth.
I got to get signed up. I'd love to read that stuff.
It's out of control.
If you have not, like, just let the person get the help that they want. You don't have to add on to this and then make it a whole thing where everyone's chiming in about it. Are you people this bored?
I know. I don't, and it seems to be, and I'm sorry to say this, it seems to be a lot of men that are the bitchy ones.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be a lot of fun to me. Why don't you two back off?
But I mean, this poor lady just wants some help with her lawn, and now she's lazy? It's like, how did that even get there?
You have to mow more than once a month. She's an idiot.
Oh, my God.
She's an idiot. So you have to mow more than once a month.
I really feel like it's these men with this aggression or something. Like, I feel like all the women and the chicks are all just like, yeah, whatever, I'll ask my son. The men are like, oh my God, you're so lazy. And it better be a push mower.
Yeah.
That's too small of a lawn. It's what? It's out of control. It is just bitchy pants, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be kind.
I think if I were on there, I'd just try to start some trouble.
I think that's what happened.
You know, I would. I'd be like, hey, guys, take a look at this. I'd show like a new dog I got.
Yeah.
And say, what do you think about your new dog? I keep him leashed and tied up in the backyard all the time.
Oh.
Just to have him come after me. He's never allowed in the house.
And make sure it's going to be like 3 degrees outside.
Just
they have fur for a reason, you dumb people. That you're supposed to keep them outside. Animals are made for outdoors. I would have said something like that.
Yeah. I don't pay for trash. That's why I line it up with my neighbors every Wednesday. see what they say.
By the way, that is a true story.
I quit paying for trash pickup. I just use my neighbor's time.
Oh my God. I will say, out of all the word of mouth, and I really try to cover all your guys' towns, I would say that Parker is the craziest.
Oh, it's all time.
They're so mean to each other.
Like, I go in there all the time just to see what people are saying just eating each other alive.
Yeah. You're part of the problem.
You are.
No, I never comment.
I bet you're an anonymous. I bet you're one of the anonymous.
I was going to say this. I was on Next Door yesterday. Funny you should bring this up, because I was on yesterday. Hadn't been on it in months. Yeah. Months. My people are so pleasant, Jamie.
In Littleton?
If they have extra cupcakes left over, they'll invite you over to get a few.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Like little old ladies down the road, they'll be like, oh, overcooked on the cupcakes. Stop by and get one if you want one. Granny.
Weld County isn't very active, I will tell you that. No? Arvada is very nice. Littleton, I agree, is very nice. Castle Rock, kind of bitchy.
Castle Rock?
Yeah, kind of bitchy.
Yeah, I can expect
Parker
it down there.
Parker, quote-unquote, as somebody just said, unhinged.
Unhinged.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Unhinged.
Yeah. Boulder, very,
snooty?
Yeah.
Maybe snooty?
They don't, want to even participate because it's kind of beneath
Anybody know a good place to go get the bins washed? But they don't scratch it like they did over at the other place.
All right, what else was I going to tell you? There was something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, let's play the game Sweeping the Nation.
What's that?
It's called Talk Like Selena Gomez. Okay?
Oh.
All right?
Oh.
She says she's not going to do a first dance with Benny. Here it is, number 3.
Who's in the music for your first dance?
I don't think we're looking at having one of those, because they're a little...
She's shy.
I feel embarrassed.
Why? She doesn't want to have a first dance.
I will have a special dance with my papa, who is my grandfather, and he's my mom's father, and he never got a chance to walk my mom down the aisle, because good for my mom, she decided to go to Vegas and be like, woo, and she's still been with them ever since they were like 26. So it's very cute that they did that, but I wanted to give him an opportunity.
I don't know if she has a deviated septum or something, because sometimes it just goes really nasally right over there, and I don't know. And then she doesn't do a whole lot of, inflection in her voice. You know? I don't know if she's very happy, to be honest with you, with that really hairy man. You know?
Yeah. She's got that sound.
And she even said...
It's annoying.
She said, woo. Yeah. She didn't even go, woo! She went, whoa. And my mom was like, she got married in Vegas, and she was like, whoa, let's do it this way.
Yeah, she doesn't seem very excited about getting married to Benny.
I know.
Yeah.
I think the hairiness is worn off.
I do, too. I think it has, too.
You know, I think he's really a great guy and so super talented and stuff, but sometimes, no matter what, you can't get over ugly. You know, and I know that sounds really mean and word of mouthy. Even though I said be kind, but he can't hear me, so I'm not hurting his feelings.
No.
You know, he's just not a looker. And I think it's hard to go from Justin Bieber. It would be like if some guy dated a girl with a super smoking, rock hard body, and then he dated me. He'd be like, man, she is squishy. It'd be like, Lisa.
Okay. Enough. You got your point across.
I use me first, you know, because it'd be hard to after you were with an athlete to date this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm a little squishy.
I do know what you mean. Yeah. Not to offend you any, but I do know what you mean.
Justin Bieber to Benny is ooh, yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tough one, trash. Yeah.
It's tough to go to squishy.
It is tough.
Squishy is tough.
It is.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh. This reminds me.
What?
My umbrellas come today.
The Temu ones?
Yeah. Well, not the Temu ones. I actually canceled that order because it's on a slow boat from China.
Oh, yeah.
And now with the tariffs and everything.
Yeah.
So Temu had not shipped them yet. So I went in and canceled them.
And it let you?
It did. Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah, I was able to do that. Good. And then I went in and ordered two others that are going to show up today. Umbrella by Rihanna. Huh?
Now, what's the guy that oh, crap? What's his, is it all crap?
All crap. AWWcrap.com.
And what was the guy's name that cleaned up your poop in the bathroom?
Cody.
You know, Cody, if you're listening, I just want to thank you. You have revived BJ's backyard. He's ordering umbrellas. He's even thinking about putting in a pool because you took away the poop.
I am.
He is.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm telling you.
Could happen.
It could happen.
You totally should.
Yeah, no, he came over and cleaned it up. You don't know how much dog poop was holding me back. It really was. It was holding me.
I get it.
I was terrified of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, you get so upside down in things that like I do that with my, I have mail that I haven't opened and it's over in the corner. And,
great example.
And it's terrifying to me.
Nope. You're exactly
upside down in it.
Laundry.
Oh yeah.
If I get five baskets deep. Now, again, there's three of us, okay? Me, my wife, and Frog. If I get 4 to 5 baskets deep, oh man. I'll pay somebody to come do it because you're too deep in it.
Yep.
You get that way with even boxes you order. I think there's a lot of things that get you underwater that you just refuse to tackle it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right now I'm in plants.
You're in plants.
Yeah. Because I have all those plants still to plant.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on a deck at the cabin. I'm like, I got to get out there.
Yep.
And,
I'll tell you another thing too. Car. Cleaning out the car.
Yeah, I'm against
my that. Car gets to a certain point that I can keep it clean. But once it crosses a certain threshold, I don't know, man. I just can't handle it.
Remember, you're talking to the guy. He can't stand it if somebody puts a fingerprint on it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how you even let your car get even to that point where you're like, nope, I'm just not dealing with it. Look, and you got I don't know, McDonald's wrappers on the floorboard, like bags. You got straw wrappers. Nope, couldn't do it.
He couldn't. He literally couldn't.
I don't even have a piece of hair in my car.
I admire that. I do. I love getting in a clean car. When somebody's going to give me a ride somewhere, even an Uber, getting in the car and absolutely spotless, I love it. It's a great feeling. Don't get me wrong. It's just not me. I can't keep it that way. I don't know why. I'm sloppy.
I think it would be embarrassing to have a clean Jeep. Because my Jeep's got pots turned over in the back. It's got everything.
Well, there are vehicles that need to look like they're lived in.
Yeah.
They are.
I mean, it's a cabin car.
A pickup truck needs to look like you use it as a pickup truck. Okay?
Exactly.
It doesn't need to be pristine in the bed of the truck with no scratches in the bed. Just tells me that you're a poser.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You haven't moved anything.
It's kind of that way with a Jeep. That's what Jamie's talking about. It needs mud flaps to be muddy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So I feel good about the Jeep. Now, the other car, the sports car, I get it. Like, I want that to be clean.
Luxury.
Yeah. But that's the one that where I used powder, and it was like powder that had a little bit of moisturizer in it, you know, face powder. And I was powdering my face, and the whole thing crumbled and went all over my car.
Yeah, you sent us a picture of that, and I instantly anxiety. I would just sell the car. I wouldn't even try and clean it.
It was awful. It went all over my legs, all over the leather seats, everywhere on the console. I mean, it like exploded. I don't even know how it did that.
That's great.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
Yeah,
it was a bad day. Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna clean my car today.
Well, it's raining too.
I've already talked myself out.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like yours is. Don't take this wrong, but on borderline yucky.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'd say it's full blown yucky. Oh. I'd say it's not even borderline. It's full blown yucky. Okay. All right. I'll give it to you. I'm not offended at all.
BJ and Jamie.
La 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 la. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, Steve's hell. Ooh, mama, see that now you're ringing.
There you go. Straight from the request line.
Lava chicken.
People love that song.
They do love that song.
My kid loves it.
Hey,
loves it.
I'm telling you, man, this show is going to change your life.
What do you mean? It already has in many ways.
No,
what do you mean?
I mean, just getting your stuff done. Like I feel like people want to help you. JimCrazyClean.com. He wants to help you.
You know, My wife got her car detailed.
This JimCrazyClean.com.
Jim Crazy Clean. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying this about Jim, so maybe this is bad timing, but man, it's not cheap. You know?
Well, especially if it's filthy.
Well, my wife's vehicle, much like mine, I guess, okay? And she had it detailed, and I think it came out to, with tip, like $350.
Well, yeah, because
that just seems very high to me.
Well, but then after that, then it's just maintenance. But that first, like, deep clean.
It's
like,
a reset.
Yeah, it is a reset.
They call it the reset.
They even
man.
Take, like, toothpicks. They have, like, tools, and they get in every little crevice.
Yeah.
I mean, that is crazy.
They've got those special brushes. They brush everything off and really scrub it. If you have, like, suede seats, they get in. They make it brand new.
It does look brand new and smells brand new. Yeah. I had a guy, well, these guys, four of them that when I lived in Marina Del Rey, they drive up and they do everybody's. They were there until the evening. Like, they would do three cars. And, I mean, they just took so much time.
Did you notice the passion Carson has when he talks about clean cars? I mean, it's almost like he Uzi'd on himself. You know what I mean? I mean, listen to that passion. He Uzi'd. Hey. Huh? What do you mean? What? Well, why? What are you talking about?
You,
I mean, what
who
did
even
I do?
Said
what
that?
Did I say?
Who even says
I just
that?
Said that he I got very passionate about.
Very passionate.
He got very. Did you notice his voice? It was almost like love.
I felt
it was like a love voice. You know, like
really
romance.
Bad for his little girl. She's three.
Yeah.
And he made her detail her little electric Jeep.
He did.
Yes. He
you
has it
schmuck.
On film, or you know, with his phone. And I, by the way, how do I say that? I always say film because, you know, my father was a professional photographer.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, it doesn't feel right to say video. It's, that even feels antiquated.
Yeah.
I don't even, you know, he's got it on digital. Anyway, but you made her detail her little 9-volt Jeep.
I don't know what to tell you, but she got rain on it. And I guess maybe she just gets it from washing me, but she was like, hey, Dad, do you have like a rag, like something
sure
I can
was her.
Dry up my Jeep with?
Sure it was.
And I was like, yeah, I do, over here.
All 3-year old.
And she just went to town on it.
If Frog spills some milk, Dad, hurry, get me some paper towels.
Yeah, all the time.
I can't believe I did this.
And when my kid also had a Jeep, it wasn't pink, but he had the little Jeep, and he'd ride it and whatever and get dirty. Yeah, and guess what? And then he'd leave it in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear
he asked for a chamois.
Sham wow.
Sham wow.
Yeah, at three. Yeah, he sure did.
It was her idea.
The,
I don't know
the
where
rims.
She got it.
He got the rims and everything. Yeah. That's what he did. He is three.
Not bite it for a second.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're forcing it down her throat. Yeah. You just love it, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Two big games tonight. Want to mention this again. They're on at the same time. So that picture in picture or the split screen, whatever you can do. You got the Nuggets.
It's on YouTube.
Nuggets, man. They need to win. If they win, they get the series.
So if you subscribe to YouTube TV, you can split the screen and get both going at the same time.
That's super cool.
Yeah, but you have to subscribe. You have to be, it's the subscription service. Yeah.
I think my Xfinity does that. I think it does.
It doesn't.
I don't know.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
But you forgot to, no. You have probably picture in picture, maybe. But you don't do a full 50-50 split spring.
Yeah.
What's a split spring?
Split spring.
Wait, you forgot to mention the big thing that happened.
What big thing?
Yesterday, hello, Rockies.
Oh.
They won. Game.
They beat the Braves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the Braves? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they almost hit a record for the second most losing games ever to start out of the, you know, first 30 games or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they'd lost so many. And look at that.
They had lost so many that yesterday's game, if they had lost, they would have set the record since 1901 of losing more games in the first 30 games than any team in Major League Baseball.
See, why'd we even win? We could have set a record.
I'm just saying, I was impressed. They won.
They won.
Let's celebrate them.
No, because they're terrible. So why not just be bad and get all the records and then, but no, you had to win one game and now we're not known for that
anymore.
You
sound like all the people out there going, well, the Braves suck anyway.
It's like,
no, let's celebrate a win.
Right.
Our boys won. Woo!
Yeah.
We're terrible.
You can never be happy, can you? Rockies win, you're all pissed off.
Yep.
Your daughter leaves your car out in the rain, you're all pissed off. Never happy. Never happy,
he's
Carson.
He's that person I talked about that never laugh. They just never laugh.
Never laugh. BJ and Jamie. Yes, it is.
Little Friday.
Little Friday, man. Thursday out of the way. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the Texanatos here. Yes. People are asking about the lotto.
Oh, yeah, because Carson had bought two tickets and somebody won.
Yeah, the Colorado Lotto was $12.3 million last night. I've never, ever seen the state lottery get that high. I mean, $5 and $6 million is big, but $12 million? Get out of here. Woo. I won $10.
Nice.
I spent $15.
Oh.
I got $10 back.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carson's yet to check his tickets. Somebody in this state won. Man. Somebody.
I don't know.
Was it only one winner?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't looked into it since I'm a loser.
I'm assuming it was, but.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah. Could be more than one. No, you're right. Could
makes
be.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I'd be okay with half that money.
Yeah. 2 point yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time you get it.
No. All right. What else we have here?
Somebody said, all right, let me read this to you. Because I was telling everybody that YouTube TV subscription will make it a 50-50 split. So you can have the Nuggets on one side and you can have the Avalanche on the other side. But it does require a subscription, I believe. But somebody says, listen, if you go to your TV into settings, you'd be shocked at all the things that it does. You can go to settings and explore it yourself. Most TVs will do the 50-50 unless they're old as dirt.
Man, that's a good project for me.
Right? Go to the
go
settings.
Home, get in the recliner,
yeah.
Turn on the settings on the TV.
Right, and try to figure it
play.
Out.
Yep. Yeah.
Try to figure it out.
Oh, I've got my afternoon set, folks. I love it.
Woohoo!
Thanks for the tip.
I'm still trying to figure out how to turn off my closed captions. I'll figure it out.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy, and we will see you back here tomorrow for a Friday Woo-hoo! Show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.